January 1, we rolled out what we're calling New Mexico Trout Challenge. I believe there's 12 other states that have done this so far, whether it's a challenge or some sort of program. But basically, if you catch five of the New Mexico trout species, which are really blessed to have five different trout species in New Mexico, the Rio Grande cutthroat, the Gila trout, the brown trout, the brook trout, and the rainbow trout, pretty cool. If you go all across, you document it, you download this Powder Hook application. You can do it all on your smartphone. If you don't have one of those, then you can give us a call and we'll help you take care of that. But if you catch all five trout species, there's not a time limit. We're going to say you got to do it within a year. If it takes you 3 years, well, hey, that's great. We just want you out there trying to enjoy the lakes and the fish in New Mexico. Then you're going to be able to win a sticker, a certificate of completion, and then a challenge coin. We had a challenge coin built. It's actually got a bear head on one side, New Mexico Game and Fish emblem, and then on the other side has a Rio Grande cutthroat trout, which we pride ourselves with, the recovery of the Rio Grande cutthroat trout in New Mexico. So just a great program for all the people that love to get out and go fishing and enjoy it. Just another incentive to go out and earn a coin and have a good time in New Mexico waters.
Sure. Now, when you're talking about the different trout species that you have and stock there in parts of New Mexico, whether it be the Rio Grande cutthroat that you talk about, the Gila trout, the brown, the brook, or the rainbow, do fishermen have just as much of an opportunity, or are they just as likely to catch one versus the other with the same bait, or is it totally different in going after the different species?
A lot of the rainbow trout are different. You can catch those on lots of different things, but you really have the same luck of catching the same trout on every bait. Though, once you get into those high mountain streams, when you're going to start fishing for, say, the Gila trout or the Rio Grande cutthroat trout, maybe the brown or brook, you're going to start moving into different things. Fly fishing is a little bit easier, trying to imitate some of that food source that those fish are eating on in the high mountains, mm-hmm. as opposed to a stocked fish, say, in a pond in downtown Albuquerque or Fenton Lake or somewhere up there like that.
Do you see the same thing with the fish, the brookies and the little rainbows and whatnot that you see stocked in those rivers and streams like around the Red River area? Are they much more typically to feed on something that's more of a pellet look, a corn look, because of the fact that they are farm raised?
Yeah, and then you made a great point on that as far as Texas. I mean, who doesn't like buttermilk biscuits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we feed ours the same type of pellets, raising them in the hatchery and things like that. So when those first fish are first released into those waters, then yeah, typically if you use those types of patterns as far as, it almost looks like a dog food. It's a round, brown deal, and
right.
A lot of guys have come up with a fly that imitates that. But after a few months, those fish are already starting to eat the natural food in there, so your bugs, your mayflies, and caddisflies and all that. So at that point, anything is going to work. You can try the new stuff if that's not working, then try to imitate the food source that's there at the moment.